Today's Mass that we are reading in the Missal is from the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. And then, just so you know, if you want to follow along with the other collects, it's the second one is to Our Lady and all the saints. And the third is at the choice of the priest. And the one I chose today was for my friends. And so you can find that and read that in towards the end of the Missal. And there's some very beautiful collects in the back of your Missal, votive collects that you can read and pray for different occasions and different needs. But today we celebrate a devotional feast called Our Lady of the Pillar. And it's an interesting feast, very interesting. It is the most ancient of the apparitions of Our Lady, the very first apparition of Our Lady. And tradition tells us that it happened even before her assumption into heaven. So she was still alive when she made her first apparition. And she, of course, after the death of our Lord on the Son, on the cross, rather, she remained in Jerusalem, and she was a very great help to all of the different apostles and the growing church of her divine Son. Well, St. James the Greater, who was one of the Sons of Thunder, he was sent to Spain, what is present-day Spain, and particularly, I believe, near Saragossa, what is present-day Saragossa. And it was at that time very pagan, and he was struggling to make any converts whatsoever. He made perhaps just a handful of them. Well, Our Lady had told him on one occasion, "Don't worry, I'll be there for you when you need it most." That's what Our Lady told to St. James. Well, he was so discouraged at the lack of fruit of conversions that he was making in Spain that he was almost ready to leave that place and go elsewhere to make converts. And that's when Our Lady appeared to him to console him. She appeared on top of this pillar, a large pillar, and she was holding in her arms a statue of herself with the Christ child. And she told him that she consoled St. James, first of all, and then second of all, she said, "I want you to use to build a church on this very spot, build a church in my honor, because these people will convert, and these people will honor my Son very much, and they will love me as well." And so she then gave him the statue and told him, "Use the pillar that I'm standing on and put it in your church that you're going to build, and the statue too." And so he took them and built a small chapel on that spot. And then over the centuries, it got bigger and bigger and more beautiful. And until finally, now it was after the death of Saint James, his relics were taken. Remember, I'm getting ahead of myself here. He was told to go back to Jerusalem around the same time. He received martyrdom. And then when his relics were taken back from Jerusalem to Spain, they were put in the church that is now a very, very famous pilgrimage church, the St. James of Compostela, and that is one that they make a huge, long pilgrimage on, even to this day, walking many, many miles. But that is where the relics of St. James are, and it's where the pillar that Our Lady appeared on can still be found to this day. So it's a very beautiful, beautiful feast day and the first of Our Lady's apparitions ever. But the lesson that you can learn today is Our Lady, she always comes just when we need her. Always. Just as she did with St. James. She promised him, "I'll be there when you need me and I will console you." That's what she does all the time. Perhaps God will bring us to our limits, and then Our Lady comes. And Our Lady consoles us. Consolation doesn't always mean good feelings, though. Consolation means strength. And she will always be there to give us the one or the other, or both, but most certainly, she'll always be there to give us the strength, because she's the pillar upon which we must lean all the days of our life. And she will always be there for us, just as she was for St. James, and he was struggling to make converts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.